But the Smiths and William, it was really nothing, you know. Oh, nothing to fuss about our William. Oh, no back. He's coming round at 10:04 on Sunshine, the friendly country station for country folk. Things like that. Okay, now listen very carefully. This competition, intro competition, quick quiz. Win yourself a Sunshine sweatshirt. Don't forget to put your size of shirt, small, medium, or large, on the postcard, if you would please. Hear the intros, spot the intros. If you can, put them down on your card straight away.
Sunshine Radio.
It's 10:02 now. If you think you know the correct answer or answers to those intro competitions, write them down very quickly on a postcard, please, and address it to Jeff Brown's Saturday Show, care of Jeff Brown's Saturday Show, Sunshine Radio, Villa Farm, greet Neil Ludlow in Shropshire, and don't forget to please put your name and address, and also your size. Now, I don't think we've hardly got time to play another record, but we're going to have to do something, just a couple of quick things here. Harry Skidmore. You know Harry Skidmore. His motorcycle shop will be closed at 1 o'clock today, because he normally stays open, does Sir Harry, from sort of till 5 o'clock or 5:30. Anyway, Harry Skidmore motorcycles will be closed at 1 o'clock today, because he's forgotten. He didn't go out to the pub last night. Hello to Dot, Big Dot, and Big M from Big W in Church Stretton. And for anybody else that knows me, I'll leave you with just about a minute of the new record from the Jacksons, which doesn't seem much. We've got a guy coming up next by the name of Michael.
Michael?
Treat him, Michael Johnson, treat him carefully, handle him well, look after him. He's a nice boy, he is. Cheerio from me, I'll see you Wednesday, bye-bye. Just a little bit of the instrumental air from the Jacksons. We think we're playing the intro competition right the way through here. It's news time now.
1017 kilohertz, 299 meters, the news on Sunshine.
The 10 o'clock news, this is Peter Dealey. Energy Secretary Peter Walker has reacted angrily to a sermon by the new Bishop of Durham calling for the resignation of Coal Board Chairman Ian McGregor. The Right Reverend David Jenkins used his enthronement sermon to demand the removal of Mr. McGregor, whom he called an elderly American. Mr. Walker says he finds the bishop's remarks surprising.
I must say, if Christians are going to start suggesting that if you name another nationality or you name somebody as being elderly, that is an adverse feature, doesn't strike me as being a Christian approach to life. Perhaps the Bishop of Durham should concentrate a little bit more on lecturing those who not only have used violence, but have never on any occasion deplored violence, and to see that people have the Christian opportunity of balloting and of going to work if they wish to do so, and the sort of freedom that I would have thought Christianity stood for.
Two South African coal miners have been killed and 104 are injured after a night of rioting near Johannesburg. The two miners were found dead with stab wounds after about 500 workers went on the rampage. The violence follows a week of unrest in the South African gold industry, during which seven miners have died. The trouble began with a pay strike, but has continued even though the strike has now been settled. The Chief Constable of Thames Valley Police says the man arrested with a starting pistol during Princess Anne's visit to Berkshire was not a threat to her security. Mr. Peter Imbert has revealed that the man was an eccentric inventor who was carrying the pistol to ward off what he imagined to be threats to his brainchild when he was spotted by policemen and wrestled to the ground.
He believed that he had an invention that somebody was trying to steal. He had this starting pistol with him, which he thought would defend him and that invention. It was not there in any way to frighten or to fire at Princess Anne, according to what he told the policeman.
Police in Londonderry have revealed that a sophisticated explosive device was successfully defused before it created one of the biggest firebombs ever seen in Ulster. Colin Duncan reports.
The RUC say an explosive device found in British Telecom's Londonderry depot was connected by wire to the petrol tanks of 25 vans, effectively turning each vehicle into a separate firebomb. Holes had been punched in the van's tanks and flashbulbs were connected to the wires to ensure maximum blast and fire damage. Dozens of families living nearby were evacuated from their homes on Tuesday while the sophisticated device was defused. And army experts have defused an IRA mortar bomb which overshot Kinnaly police station near the Fermanagh border, allowing another 20 people there back into their homes. Colin Duncan, IRN, Belfast.
A Spanish ship carrying tons of scrap metal has been taken into tow after drifting dangerously close to the North Devon coast. A tug is taking the ship, the Punta Martella, towards Swansea after she broke down early this morning. Independent Radio News.
It's a good, good morning. Sunshine Radio.
Go! good morning to you. Mike Johnson here with you. Susie Quattro going wild already. Telephone's going wild. We'll come to those in a little moment. Today's the day. It's Saturday, 22nd of September. A little bit later on, we shall be delving into the amazing almanac. Almanac, even. We'll have a little bit of pop news, a bit of gossip, some humorous laws for consumers, and an amazing competition called Pinch an Inch. But right now, back to 68 with O.C. Smith,
the son of Hickory Holler's tramp.
For the path was deep and wide, from footsteps leading to our cabin. Above the door there burned a scarlet lamp. And late at night a hand would knock, and there would stand a stranger. Yes, I'm the son of Hickory Holler's tramp. Yeah, the weeds were high, the corn was dry, when Daddy took to drinking. Him and Sally Walker, they up and ran away. Then Mama shed a silent tear and found us 14 children. I swear you'll never see a hungry day. When Mama sacrificed the the neighbors started talking, but we were much too young to understand the things they said. All we really cared about was Mama's chicken dumplings and a goodnight kiss before we went to bed. Oh, you know the path was deep and wide, from footsteps leading to our cabin. Mama passed away and left the ones who loved her. Each and every one is more than grateful for their birth. And each Sunday she receives a big bouquet of 14 roses with a card that reads, "The greatest mom on earth." Whoa, you know the past.
And assured service, you can't beat buying a car off a local reputable dealer. And locally, West End Garage at Clibbury Mortimer has a reputation second to none. Let Bert Haywood value your car and make you an offer against a new Ford car. There's no quibbling at West End Garage. You talk to the boss. They also do MOTs, sell petrol, and look after all your motoring needs competitively. West End Garage, Clibbury Mortimer. Phone Bert Haywood on Clibbury Mortimer 270-384.
All householders and farmers, and anyone who wants to save money on fuel oils. Bates & Hunt, your local suppliers, can save you a load on a load. Bates & Hunt have special offers now, and a monthly budget plan to suit your pocket. For details, phone Telford 44873. Bates & Hunt are authorised Esso distributors, and have Arger and Rayburn fuels and kerosenes. In fact, all farm and domestic fuels. Phone Bates and Hunt on Telford 44873 and save money on your fuel bills. Telford 44873. Also branches at Hereford and Shrewsbury.
Farmers, do you have a problem with acid soils or trace element deficiencies in your crops and livestock, or both? Then talk to the professionals in crop management. AR Chemicals of Greenhill Springs, Kierwood Road, Tenbury Wells. They will test your soil, then supply, deliver and spread a natural organic marine treatment, highly rich in calcium and trace elements. Telephone John Rawlings anytime on Tenbury Wells, 811 185. And let AR Chemicals look after you professionally.
Farmers, Team Valley Tractors and Wigmore Plant and Machinery have a working demonstration this Wednesday and Thursday. It's at Walford on the Lentwood Iron to Knighton Road, the B4113. Graham, Brian and Mervyn are looking forward to meeting you there. They're main dealers for SKH harvesting equipment and New Holland combine harvesters and balers, with competitive prices on a whole range of farm machinery. The Team Valley Tractors and Wigmore Plant and Machinery working demonstration at Walford this Wednesday and Thursday, 10:30 till 6:30. Phone Wigmore 208 or Knighton 528351. Sunshine playing all over Clee Hill.
Whatever.
Hazel Dean there at 1017 on 1017. I've always wanted to say that. And that's whatever I do, wherever I go. Quite a few requests to get through this morning already. But first of all, Ludlow Mini Rugby Club are looking for new members aged 6.5 to 14 years old. They meet on the new rugby club ground at the Linney on Sundays between 10.30 and 12.30. Coaching is given by trained coaches, and they do have a few matches lined up. For further details, ring Ian Smith or Graham Tate on Ludlow 2726. That's Ludlow 2726 for the Ludlow Mini Rugby Club. And they're looking for new members aged 6.5 to 14 years old. And now from Vera McKinney to Tricia, Mark, Carolyn and Shane. And also for Susan, whose birthday it is today in Leinster, from Paul, Lynn and Tony. Also, Daniel and Jonathan in Kidderminster, Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters! Something strange in your neighborhood. Who you gonna call? Ghostbusters! There's something weird and it don't look good. Who you gonna call? Afraid of no ghosts. I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
Donna Summer proclaiming that love's unkind. Well, I don't know about that. 10:25 on the button is the time, and Donna Summer, very photogenic lady. And talking of photography, Ludlow Camera Club are having an informal meeting on Monday, September the 24th at 7:45 p.m. So that's this Monday, 7:45, in the Ball Hotel, Ludlow. Anyone interested in joining the club are welcome to come along to see the 1984-85 programme, examples of members' photography, I see, and what cameras, etc. they use. There will also be some slides to see. It doesn't matter what camera you own, so whether it's an Instamatic, a Brownie Box camera, everyone will be made welcome. So that's the Ludlow Camera Club having an informal meeting. Pop along to that on Monday, September the 24th at 7:45 p.m, 7:45 in the Ball Hotel, Ludlow.
Space with minimum
Matt Sade and Smooth Operator. It's exactly 10:30 on Sunshine.
Your spring gardening starts now with Tall Trees Nurseries and Garden Centre. Now's the time to plant daffodils, tulips, hyacinths, crocuses and snowdrops. These bulbs are now in stock and ready for immediate planting in order to give you a colourful spring in your garden. Do you need a hedge in a hurry? Then plant some of their Leylandii conifers. They also have ericas and heathers, fencing panels, slabs and stone ornaments. Tall Trees Nurseries and Garden Centre at Worcester Road, Tenbury Wells. Telephone Newnham Bridge 380. Tall Trees Nurseries and Garden Centre, open 7 days a week.
Is your boiler getting clapped out or using too much fuel? If so, think about Mistral boilers. Mistral are a Shropshire-based company manufacturing a range of oil-fired and multi-fuel boilers for the domestic market. The Mistral boilers' clean, simple lines blend into any kitchen decor and combine practical design with the very latest in control equipment. Mistral boilers incorporate many features usually only found on commercial heating boilers. A highly efficient burner with a unique fuel-saving device. Every unit is individually flame-tested. They're of heavy-duty construction with a unique 10-year guarantee. Mistral boilers are built for easy installation. There are 8 models to choose from. If you're a plumber, builder, or builder's merchant, contact Mistral on Market Drayton 2723 for details of your local stockists. And because they are a local manufacturer, they can and do operate an after-sales service that really is an after-sales service. Mistral boilers on Market Drayton 2723.
Roller blinds, Venetian blinds, vertical blinds.
Where from?
Paula's Blinds, of course. Canopies, awnings, patio blinds for your home, shop, office or garden.
Where from?
Paula's Blinds, of course. Festoon blinds in beautiful Sanderson and French fabrics. Velvet curtains and poles. Italian pleated net blinds and roller blinds to match your Sanderson curtains or furniture coverings.
Where from?
Paula's Blinds, of course. Ring Paula now on Hereford 276 363 or Leicester 601. They cover the whole of the Sunshine area. Choose from their huge range of patterns in the comfort of your own home. They'll make to your exact requirements and even fit your blinds free of charge, and you'll save pounds on high street prices. So, if you want to see your windows in a different light, ring Paula's Blinds on Hereford 276 363 or Leicester 601.
Oh, Paula's Blinds, of course.
Sell with Sunshine. For details of radio advertising that is both economic and effective, telephone Ludlow 3795. Ludlow 3795. Nowadays, the cost of running a car can be exorbitant, let alone the cost of repairing one. That's where we can help. We're Cleehill Motor Spares, dismantlers of cars and commercial vehicles, with thousands of parts for thousands of cars. At Cleehill Motor Spares, every part is guaranteed. Most spares we have on the shelf, and if we don't have it, we'll find it for you. If you've an MOT failure, ring Cliff on Ludlow 4576. That's Ludlow 4576. And don't forget our motto, you wreck 'em, we fetch 'em. We're Cleehill Motor Spares, open 7 days a week, from 8 in the morning till it gets dark. Cleehill Motor Spares.
Sunshine, playing all over Bishop's Castle.
It's a lot.
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 Like.
Thank you.
Great stuff. Depeche Mode currently riding high in the charts with Master and Servant, and this week they release a limited 12-inch edition of that track, and the A-side features a special remix by Adrian Sherwood, who also offers a radical reworking of the hit People Are People on the B-side, and they've called it Are People People. The record also includes the original 7-inch B-side Set Me Free, Remotivate Me, and each one will be individually numbered. So there you are, a little bit of pop gossip on Sunshine this morning. A few people to say hello to. From Dot in Leinster, she'd like to say hello to Big M, husband Percy, Wendy, all the Sunshine Boys, and everyone that went to the AMR do on Thursday evening. They all had a fantastic time, apparently. For you lot, here's the Jacksons, Blame It On The Boogie.
Dancing all night long.
Jackson's from 1978. Don't blame it on the sunshine, blame it on the boogie. Why not? The Border Counties Motor Racing Club are having an autograph racing meeting tomorrow, Sunday the 23rd of September. That's at Villa Farm Lentil Starks near Wigmore. And the first race starts at 1 p.m. The admission for that is adults £1, OAPs and 14 to 16 year olds 50 pence, and under 14 years free. So if you're in the Villa Farm Lentil Starks near Wigmore area tomorrow, pop along to the autograph racing. First race starts at 1 p.m. New record now from Adam. Adam Ant, of course. This one's called Apollo 9. Adamant really going over the top on that one. Apollo 9. Back to reality now.
Fingers and thumbs. Wonder why the sky when she blows me a kiss.
Said the clown. Make sure you don't miss all the fun and happenings at the Westfield Walk Special School, Leominster. That's today, Saturday the 22nd of September. Keep saying that, but we know what day it is, don't we? It's their fete, and the fun starts at 2:30. There'll be tombola and produce stalls, a wheel of fortune, white elephant, bottle stall, nearly new, hit the tin stall, and an inflatable for the children to bounce up and down on. Also, Skittles. After all that, you'll be able to enjoy a good cup of tea and crisps and pop for the kids. And a grand draw will be held on the day, that's today, with a top prize of a £50 voucher to be spent at Marks and Sparks. So that's the Westfield Walk Special School, Leominster, today, 2:30, a fete. So pop along to that one if you're in the Leominster region. New record now from Aztec Camera. This one's called All I Need Is Everything.
Hold back the night, I am tired of my desire to see never been a better time to buy garden buildings than right now. Midland Portable Buildings are offering free erection of sheds, £25 off the erection of greenhouses, and there's a tremendous range of summer houses and conservatories too, all offering exceptional value for money. So where should you go? Webb's Garden Centre at Wychfold or Pengethley Garden Centre on the A49 Ross Hereford Road. Remember, thanks to Midland Portable Buildings, there's never been a better time to buy a shed, greenhouse, summer house or conservatory than right now.
Look, I don't care if this is a radio commercial. I am not hungry.
Unlucky you, because I've just enjoyed something that on radio you can't see, you can't smell, and you can't taste. But take it from me, it's delicious. It's the latest innovation from the Kingfisher in Ludlow. Chips in gravy. And if they hadn't so fully satisfied my appetite, I'd be into the Kingfisher's beef burgers, the quarter pounders with beef from a local butcher, or maybe a best quality pie, or pasty, curry sauce, fish cakes, sausages, pineapple fritter, best quality cod place haddock and roe, with the place and haddock and chicken portions cooked to order.
Where is this place?
The Kingfisher in Ludlow. It's in Rock Lane.
Suddenly, I am hungry.
Suddenly, so am I. Again. Hey, let's get the gang in for supper. The Kingfisher caters for parties. The Kingfisher, Rock Lane, Ludlow. At the end of Sandpits Road. Telephone Ludlow 5895.
Ludlow 5895.
Remember. If you're over 25 and planning a party, get-together, anniversary to celebrate, or whatever, you need music for your party. Hire me, Rob Yarnold, with my Old Gold Roadshow. It's music with a difference, all night long. It's Oldies. Phone Wychenford 700 for full details during office hours. Wychenford 700 for Rob Yarnold's Old Gold.
Cyril Basin is the place to be. He's got the bargains for you and me. Seed Potatoes, Wolf and Bosch, our tool. And Craven Arms, Cyril Basin rules. Oh, Cyril Basin. Bankhouse, Craven Arms. Cyril. Cyril Basin.
Already, Cyril Basin is into Christmas trees, which Jim finds useful. Swish Ready Corded Curtain Track, 20% off recommended retail price. Springtime leaf rakes down from $9.45 to $6.50. And a special end-of-season lawnmower offer. 25% off list price at Cyril Basin on Craven Arms 2761.
Oh, Cyril Basin. Bankhouse Craven Arms. Cyril Basin.
Sunshine, playing all over Ludlow.
Thank you.
17 kilohertz, 299 meters, the news on Sunshine.
Energy Secretary Peter Walker has sprung to the defense of Coal Board Chairman Ian McGregor following calls for his resignation. The new Bishop of Durham has joined Liberal leader David Steele in urging the replacement of Mr. McGregor as a first step towards ending the pit strike. Mr. Walker says the government has no intention of getting rid of him.
Comments that he's some sort of hostile person trying to close down the mining industry are of course an absurdity. And I mean his plans for the closure of totally uneconomic pits are as nothing compared with the 330 pits that Labour governments closed in the last 11 years of Labour governments. And but of course there has been an attempt by Mr. Scargill and the extreme left wing to depict him as a sort of nasty man trying to close down the mining industry.
The Archbishop of Canterbury has issued a statement saying the Bishop of Durham has every right to expound his beliefs. The new bishop angered many conservative politicians yesterday by saying the government is indifferent to poverty and the miners must not be defeated. In his statement, the Archbishop comments that the bishop must say what he believes the gospel requires him to say, speaking from his particular position in the Northeast. He describes the sermon as a robust statement about reconciliation, which all would agree is central to the gospel message. Hundreds of veterans of the airborne Battle of Arnhem are gathering again in the Dutch town to commemorate the 40th anniversary of the bloody battle. They will watch their modern counterparts in the parachute regiment make a special drop on the spot where men of the 1st British Airborne Division landed in 1944. The old soldiers will also take part in a special service of remembrance for their comrades who fell in the ill-fated attempt to outflank the Germans and end the Second World War. Surrey detectives are warning women to stay away from a lonely beauty spot which is being terrorized by a bizarrely dressed sex attacker armed with a knife. Hugh Kirby reports.
The attacker struck twice this month at Sheepley's Common near Horsley. The first time he was wearing a gas mask, a flowery dress, high boots and carrying a 4-inch knife, but the woman screamed and he ran off. His second victim was sexually assaulted after he dragged her from a car. This time he was wearing a stocking mask and carrying a stocking filled with sand with which he beat the top of the car. There was also a third attack back in August, which police now believe was the same man. He's described as aged between 20 and 25, slim built and with dark brown hair. Hugh Kirby, IRN, Surrey.
The Chief Constable of Thames Valley, Mr. Peter Imbert, has revealed that the man arrested with a starting pistol near Princess Anne this week was not threatening her. Mr. Imbert said the man was an eccentric inventor who was carrying the gun to ward off imagined threats to his brainchild. Labour's defence spokesman Denzel Davis says the fall in the value of sterling has added an extra £750 million to the cost of the Trident missile programme. Mr. Davis forecasts that thousands of jobs in the defence industries would be put at risk by the government's defence policies. Independent Radio News.
At 3 minutes past 11, and after a cloudy start, brighter and showery weather will spread to all parts of the Sunshine region. Maximum temperature is going to be 14 degrees centigrade today, and the outlook for Sunday, sunny intervals and blustery showers, it will feel quite cold.
This has been News and Weather Together on Sunshine. 299 meters, 1017 kilohertz, your station.
Sunshine Radio.
What's up?
Peggy Stevens in a letter to you. If you'd like to drop a letter to Sunshine Radio, the address is Villa Farm, Greet, near Ludlow in Shropshire. That's Sunshine Radio, Villa Farm, Greet, by Ludlow in Shropshire. A couple of hellos to people who got married last week. Hello to Trevor and Julie, and a bit of a coincidence with Trevor and Julie because they got engaged on Prince William's birthday on the 21st of June 1982, and they got married on Prince Henry's birthday. So that's a bit of a coincidence for you, isn't it, at 7 minutes past 11. And also like to say hello to Bobby and Vince Smith. It's their 24th wedding anniversary on Monday, the 24th of September. She'd like to hear, or Bobby would like to hear, Stevie Wonder's latest. We're going to play that one at about 5 to 1 today. But in the meantime, here's another sloppy one for you from O.C. Smith. Very appropriate record for all you lot. It's called Together.
We'll talk about speed. Closes her eyes, she makes music. She closes her eyes, and I close mine. She goes to her head for her story, yeah. And her story is mine. Together we take it on. Together we make it go. Together we build upon what together we know.
Gas, propane, butane at competitive prices delivered to your door by the Country Gas Center. They've got the appliances too. The Country Gas Center for virtually everything that uses LPG, domestic cookers, restaurant ranges, lights, industrial heaters, and wheelabout domestic heaters. And Country Gas Center have a special offer. A wheelabout Super Sir heater complete with regulator and full cylinder for just £63, including VAT. The Country Gas Center, ring Cloudstop 382. The affordable independence of portable gas from the Country Gas Center on Cloudstop 382.
For details of how to advertise on Sunshine, telephone Ludlow 3795. Ludlow 3795.
R.A. Bache are sludge contractors in Boddenham, Hereford. They empty septic tanks, clean drains, and they're the main contractors for the South Hereford District Council since 1969. They can take calls 24 hours a day on Boddenham 441 or 442. Distance is no object. Ron and Les Bache between them have over 35 years' experience.
R.A. Bache, Sludge Contractors at Boddenham, Hereford.
Attention, attention.
Retailers, florists, party planners, play schools, party organizers. Are you tired of paying high prices? You are? Then don't wait or hesitate. Call at Jasmine Wholesale Cash and Carry. We stock florists, sundries, silk flowers, toys, gifts, and much, much more. And if you can't come to us, one of our representatives will come to you. And we also do free deliveries. For details, ring up to Magna 442. And listen, from now until Christmas, we're catering for factory parties, with children's parties our speciality. Jasmine Wholesale, Upton Magna 442. Open 9 till 10, Monday to Friday. 10 till 2 on Sundays. Jasmine Wholesale, Unit 13, Atchum Industrial Estate near Shrewsbury. Telephone Upton Magna 442.
For second-hand parts for your car or light commercial, come to The Auto Breakers in Ludlow at Mitre Yard opposite the Bridge Inn. Ludlow Auto Breakers have a huge selection of parts for most cars and light commercials. Whether it's an engine or a light bulb, Ludlow Auto Breakers is the place to go. If the part you want isn't on the shelf, then they'll take it off the vehicle for you. And if you buy tyres from Ludlow Auto Breakers, they'll even fit them free of charge. They give top prices for MOT failures and write-offs, and also offer a free collection service. Whatever you need for your car or light commercial, phone Horace or John on Ludlow 4669, 7 days a week. That's Ludlow Auto Breakers, Corb Street, just opposite the Bridge Inn. And remember, they're open 7 days a week.
Sunshine, playing all over Lidbury North.
Oh,
good old Reg, Reg Dwight, better known to his mates as Elton John, of course, and passengers. And the gentleman's just phoned up to say, would I mention that the Lentwardine school fete is on this afternoon at 2 p.m. and they're going to have an Indian with teepee. I thought they had their own hair. And a cowboy display with real guns and all that sort of thing. And a Cadillac. And that starts at 2 p.m. at Lentwardine School. The Lentwardine School fete.
We hear you're leaving. That's okay. I thought our little wild time had just begun. I guess you kind of scared yourself, you've turned and run. But if you have a change of heart, Ricky, don't lose that number. You don't wanna call nobody else. Send it off in a letter to yourself.
In the charts again with his version of Ricky Don't Lose That Number. That's Tom Robinson, and he's set to release a new LP shortly called Hope and Glory, and it features the current single plus Tom's last two hits, War Baby and Atmospherics. And for Tom Robinson fans, he's in fact doing a concert at the Birmingham Hippodrome. That's the nearest one to the Sunshine area, tomorrow, the 23rd of September. So Tom Robinson fans, get down there. We've had a letter from the Newtown and District Computer Club, from John Dale, who in fact is the secretary of that club, and he'd like to contact anybody from the Ludlow Computer Club or any clubs within the Sunshine Radio area. He says that we're arranging a joint meeting of local clubs on the 3rd of October 84, and anybody listening could ring John Dale on Newtown, and the code for Newtown is 0686 28715. So that's John Dale he'd like to hear from somebody from the Ludlow Computer Club or any of the clubs in the Sunshine Radio area. They're having a meeting of all the local clubs on the 3rd of October, and would they phone John Dale on Newtown 0686, that's the code, 28715. Back to the music and Heaven 17, Come Live With Me.
Hard to reconcile, but time had come to testify to reason. Though years will not erase remembrance of those days, at least there's no submission to much treason. Here today, my tomorrow, no more shame, only sorrow.
Heaven 17 and Come Live With Me, 22nd of September 1984, and some notable dates in history. Today, this day in 1780, Captain William Lynch gave his name to the English language by persuading the citizens of Pennsylvania to form groups of vigilantes to punish lawless men, thus creating the expression the Lynch mob, of course. And this day in 1955, commercial television began in Britain, so happy birthday to ITV. 1960, the Sahara state of Mali became independent, with former dancer Modibo Keita as president. And in 1969, an Illinois newspaper claimed that Beatle Paul McCartney was dead. And from his Scottish farm, Paul denied it, of course. Well, he would do, wouldn't he? And today's birthdays include Meryl Streep, who's 35, Captain Mark Phillips, 36, William Franklin, you know, the one that does the shh, you know who adverts, and also John H. Stracey. Tomorrow's birthdays include Mickey Rooney, who's 64, Ray Charles, 54, Kenny Burns, 31, and Colin Blakely, who's also 54.
I'm not sure of my direction. I have proof.